After 6 years at CBS Evening News, Scott Pelley has left the anchor's chair. The change comes as CBS's ratings continue to lag behind rivals ABC and NBC, and as cable news audiences surge. Pelley will be moving to a full-time role at 60 Minutes, which still attracts a huge viewership. We're joined now by NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this move was a bit of a surprise. What is CBS saying about why they're booting Pelley from the evening news and sending him over to 60 Minutes?
Well, I think fundamentally what they're saying is that 60 Minutes is more important. It has a far greater audience. It is in some ways the chief economic propellant of CBS's news division. And the senior executives there, led by the news division's president, David Rhodes, believe that Pelley's pretty much a perfect fit for that. And remember, 60 Minutes has gone through some deaths, some retirements, and there are likely to be some other senior correspondents retiring in the next couple of years. Scott Pelley's contribution to the show, which he was still doing while full-time anchor, as the evening news, had declined. And they wanted to make sure they had somebody to really, a major pillar for such an important show.
Well, one of the other storylines, though, that has emerged about this is that Scott Pelley has been particularly skeptical towards President Trump. Let's listen to him back in February.
Today, we learned the length of the president's fuse, 28 days. After 4 weeks of being blocked by courts, challenged by Congress, and held to account by the public, President Trump called a hasty news conference and went on offense with the familiar tools that built his career: bluster, bravado, exaggeration, and a few loose facts.
What do you think, David? Is that tougher on President Trump than anybody else?
I think he's been very blunt about it. He's wanted to call things precisely as he sees it. I think that Pelley, not notably an ideologue, has embraced the idea that CBS has put forward that it is going to be serious news organization, more serious hard news organization in a way to differentiate itself from the softer focus often embraced at NBC and ABC, and that this moment requires clarity. He only has about 19 and a half minutes to play with on that evening newscast. He wants to be direct and to the point at a moment of real and in some ways self-inflicted crisis created by the Trump administration.
How important are the evening newscasts at this point? We've been hearing for years about declining audiences across the board.
I think that they remain a way for the network to brand itself and for particularly the news division to brand itself around a unifying figure, even though, 60 Minutes, as I said, is much more important financially and is itself, the number one in some ways news show in America. And the morning shows for the other two major broadcast networks are the economic engines really for those news divisions. They help to brand it. They also help to provide continuity and identification for the local stations that are either owned by the networks or affiliated by them. Those local news programs are huge economic engines for those stations. And so, if you lose an anchor, if you don't have somebody that audiences react to, it can have a ripple effect. Part of what people were saying with Pelley was that he had done well to stabilize the show and increase ratings in the early years. Over the last year or so, he really had declined more precipitously than the others. And they want to close that gap, even as they recognize they're not operating at the same level for that show.
Okay, let's talk about NBC and what's happening there. Former Fox News host Megyn Kelly is going to be debuting her show this Sunday on that network. She scored an interview with Vladimir Putin for her first episode. This is going to be a very different role for Megyn Kelly. How do you think she'll take to it?
Well, I think it's an open question. They are basically trying to eat into the 60 Minutes franchise with this news magazine show, a mixture of long-form journalism, we're told, and long-form interviews.
She's going up right against 60 Minutes, right?
She's right there. I mean, they're going to debut it now and then sort of take a hiatus during the football season and come back, I think, next year. Excuse me, during the football season. And yet it's not necessarily a natural fit for her. She really has aspirations to grow past being a sharply confrontational, intense cable news host reacting to the flap of the moment. This is what she wants to do combined with the morning show, where she's going to have a softer focus and a gentler touch. And I think both of those are pulling at her in two very different ways. And she's going to have to learn how to do this. It sounded as though they really need to reshape it. If you think of what she did a year ago when she had a primetime special finally at her urging, thanks to then the late Roger Ailes, who was at that time still running Fox News, you know, that was a show that got bad ratings and was hit very hard by critics for being kind of formless and not really cohering. And she needs to evolve. She needs the chance to do it. She's very smart, very talented, very ambitious, very much wants to cast a new identity at NBC. The question is whether viewers, either for the 60 Minutes type competitor or for the softer morning show, are going to take to that.
Just a few seconds left here, David, but she did say once, Santa just is white. Is she going to be bringing politics to NBC?
I think she's trying to shed that skin. I think she put on that costume, if you will, because it played to the red meat of Fox viewers, right, that she needed to attract back then. I think she's trying to identify herself in a very different way now.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.